The new Classical FM, it's 9:32, it's minus 8, minus 15 with the wind chill. Our high today, minus 3 under mainly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of flurries. I'm Mike Duncan here with Gene Stillwell. Now, as you probably well know, the Toronto Symphony Orchestra is smack dab in its Mozart at 262 festival. And upcoming this weekend, actually starting tomorrow, the last concert of the festival is featuring Mozart's Jupiter Symphony, as well the Rondo for Violin and Orchestra and the Adagio for Violin, which will feature Canadian-born violinist Adrian Anantouan as the soloist. Now, if you don't know him, you should, because holy smokes, he holds degrees from the Curtis Institute, Yale University, the Harvard Graduate School of Education. He studied with Itzhak Perlman, Pinchas Zukerman, Anna-Sophie Mutter. He's played Olympics. He's played at the White House. He's played at the UN. He's played for the Pope. And so much more. And what is even more fascinating by this is that Adrian was born with just one hand. And he joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
I want to start off. I was last night over dinner sitting eating with my son, and I told him about today's interview that's coming up. And his interest was immediately sparked because he studies strings at his high school. And it was even more so when I explained to him your obvious impediment. And his first question, I think this is a good first question, particularly for our audience, and I'm sure you're getting tired of answering this question, but given the fact that you were born with only one hand, what made you want to study the violin?
I think there was always a desire for me to learn a musical instrument, mm-hmm. from my parents to myself. And I was in the fifth grade, and at one point, our teacher wanted us all to play a musical instrument, which was the recorder.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And that was tricky for me, obviously, because sure. I didn't have enough fingers to be able to fill all the holes of the instrument.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents and I decided that we would go off curriculum and start looking at different options. The trumpet was one that seemed like a practical choice,
yes.
but my parents deemed it too loud.
I didn't
yeah, I didn't like the sound as much. No
right.
fanfares in our house.
Right, right.
And I think after experimenting, I tried singing as well. That wasn't my thing. And I was watching an episode of Sesame Street,
mm-hmm.
and there was a clip of Itzhak Perlman going up with his crutches up right. a set of stairs, which was very difficult for him. Mm-hmm. And there was a girl next to him who was playing a violin. And she said, some things that are hard for me, like the violin, are easy for you, because he started playing the instrument. It was just like incredible. And I said,
sure.
wow, a man like this with a clear difference mm-hmm. in how he looks was able to play such beautiful music. And that got me inspired to play
And did that lead you to the great Holland Bloorview Kids Rehab Center?
Yes. The Holland Bloorview Center helps children with disabilities mm-hmm. find different adaptations for various activities that they want to do. And my parents and I went with a small violin in hand when I was about 10, and mm-hmm. they went to the prosthetist and the engineers and said, figure it out. And they were like, okay, we'll see what we can do.
Fantastic. I bet they loved the challenge.
They absolutely did.
Yeah.
Did you have to go, I imagine, you know, here we are much further on from you being a kid. Was there a lot of trial and error
Absolutely.
Involved?
Absolutely. I mean, the device itself that I used, called a spatula,
mm-hmm.
Seemed like a perfect adaptation out of the gate. And what I always say is that it brought me to the same level as my peers. It wasn't that nothing was a struggle, but there were the same sure. types of struggles as everyone else, which was how to make a good sound on an instrument,
oh boy.
Especially the violin.
Mm.
What was it like when, I mean, it obviously when you first start out, you know, everyone who picks up a violin for the first time is like just scratching and honking away on it. But what did it feel like to be able to do that?
It was a beautiful experience. I mean,
yeah.
I remember my dad and I started learning at the same time.
Oh, really? Your dad learned along
That's
with
great
you?
Great idea.
Yes,
great
he tried
idea.
To say that. And I think after the
he
first
no longer
month.
Plays, is what you're saying?
Only on a few occasions. But after a month, I remember knowing that I was able to do this better than him. And I was like, hey, that's a sign.
Hey, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to become comfortable with the spatula?
I think it was very quick. It was it's like learning a language. And because I started relatively young,
uh-huh.
It felt very comfortable from the very beginning.
That's terrific.
Yeah. Mm.
And you've obviously gone on and studied with these, including Perlman himself.
Mm.
I mean, He must have had a smile on his face when he first met you.
Yeah, I remember meeting him backstage with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, really?
Actually, when I was 14 or so, and I played for him. And that was just like hero worship because I still have his picture up on my wall as an inspiration and beacon for my life.
Isn't that wonderful?
Now, you're currently based in Milton, Massachusetts. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you're the chair of music at the Milton Academy, which is a kind of a prep school, right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
How do the students, their heads must be blown too, you know, when they're like, oh, look what this guy's doing.
Yeah. I mean, I think that in the end, I hoped that in my teaching that we all struggle in some way, in different ways, some visible and some not. And it really is a mindset to get better and to use music as a way to be able to express yourself, but also make the world a beautiful place. Mm.
And aren't you fortunate that you do have this as a means of expression? You have an instrument.
It's such a privilege. Yeah. And I hope that in the way that we design our organizations and teach, that we give that privilege and opportunity to as many people as possible. Not only my students at Milton, but the larger community, disabled, non-disabled, people who come from different socioeconomic backgrounds as well. So music is for everyone.
It is. It absolutely is.
And with that, I want to ask you about the Virtual Chamber Music Initiative at the Bloorview Kids Rehab Center.
Yes. So that was an initiative that I started several years ago, and that deals with adaptive music technology and placing it within the context of chamber music. So for instance, we had a virtual music instrument that we used for one user where his movements were translated into sound.
Fantastic.
And we were trying to find different ways for those pieces of technology to fit within a concert hall setting.
That is amazing.
It is.
How much touring do you do these days?
Whenever I have the chance, whenever I'm on break, whenever there's a weekend. So it's nice to be able to have Boston as a base, but it's also wonderful to be back here in Toronto because my parents are from here. I'm a local as well. And it's really a lovely way to be able to be in the outside world and then bring that back to communities.
What's it like? What's it like being with the hometown band?
It's amazing. It's sort of like coming back like as a baseball player to the hometown team. I've worked with many of the folks at the Toronto Symphony before as like a substitute violinist when I first graduated. My teacher, Peter Ungen at Yale,
he's a nice conductor.
Yeah, absolutely. So it does feel like it's wonderful to come home. I haven't played with them in several years now, and I'm excited to make music with them over the next few days.
It's a great way to look at it.
I guess so. Is it? What's it like, though, stepping on stage and like going, hey, you know what? I'm home. You know, you probably have your parents in the audience.
Absolutely. My heart skips a few beats and beats a bit faster. And then you take a few deep breaths and say, I'm here to be able to bring my experiences and share something important to other people.
I think that is utterly fantastic. So how much more touring do you have this year? Or what's next for you after this weekend's concerts?
In March, I'm going to Vancouver to do a program, Music in the Mornings, with the CBC. I'm going to Thailand and Singapore, China. So quite a bit of traveling within the next few months, and hopefully an opportunity to be able to, again, just share whatever I can with the world.
Let me ask you this. Is Mozart your favorite to play?
Aspects of Mozart are incredible. So what I love about Mozart
is... I hate putting people on the spot with this, but...
I mean, all composers are great, but what Mozart does is that he has this sense of being a free-spirited child, is such a deep, wise sage. He expresses playfulness, sorrow, love, all these things that make a complete human being. He's sort of like the ideal person you want to be able to have depth, but not take yourself too seriously all the time.
And don't you find that a lot of what you do and feel is given to you by Mozart in the music?
Absolutely. It's very much like playing opera. There's so many characters involved. There's so much imagination that must have been circling in his mind that I feel like just bringing that to today and at least Mozart's festival with the Toronto Symphony, it's just incredible to share those ideas.
And indulge me one last really quick question. When you play, do you ever sing it in your head?
Yes, I do. If you sing it before you play it, it sounds better on the instrument.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's it.
I better try that. Who knows what'll happen. Adrienne, I want to thank you so much for dropping in today.
Thank you.
It's been a very pleasure to interview you. We've been speaking to Adrienne and Antoine, violin soloist, who will be appearing with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. Their final concerts this weekend of the Mozart at 262 Festival on the program, Jupiter Symphony, and Adrienne will be playing Mozart's Rondo for violin and orchestra, the Haffner, and the Adagio for violin. It all kicks off tomorrow evening through until the 21st. You want to get your tickets to this? You don't want to miss it. Go to tso.ca.